This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Acre Automotive with our halftime report. Shelbyville three-point lead, 26-23 on visiting Connersville. Close games involving county schools tonight. Triton Central will finish off its trip around the county early in the season. Triton Central boys tied with Southwestern 29 all in the third period. And Edinburgh with a 24-20 lead on Waldron in halftime of their game. Next week on Giant FM Sports, we'll be at two locations on Tuesday night. Once again ranked in the top 10, the Jack Sendell girls program. They will welcome in Waldron in a rematch of last year's sectional championship game. That's our Tuesday night broadcast. And then Friday, girls and boys on air at 5:30 with the HHC doubleheader from Newcastle, where I'm kind of anxious to see, with Mason Gillis out with that leg injury and surgery, how much all over the court does Luke Bumbleow run like he's a wide receiver with no feeds going into the big man.
Trying to track him all the way through the gym now, probably from the time he gets to the volleyball line. Somebody better be near his face.
Shelbyville and Connersville, final minute of warm-ups before we get the third period underway. You know, back to this game a year ago, Shelbyville loses by one, game played in the 30s. Last night, Shelbyville a nine-point lead, end up in overtime, lose against Columbus North. Even through some good years here recently, Shelbyville has not had a ton of wins in games such as this. This would be a good one to get.
Yeah, this is one you got to fight through all the way to the end. It kind of goes back to talking at the beginning. It's probably going to be a stat that Ryan Mack will be tracking throughout the years, those quality possessions. Because you really, in a game like Connersville anyway, it does not matter. You have to have quality possessions because usually they're going to come down and just do that to you to death. So you've got to be able to match that. But that's going to be the theme of this team, I think, throughout the season, because they're not deep. So the guys that are out there have really got to have quality possessions. They've got to make every effort to score count. You get a chance to get to the rim, get there. You get to the free throw line, hit them. You get that wide open three, get set, and knock it down, and then get back and play defense. Every possession needs to be to its fruition 100% for this team to have a lot of success this year.
Starting five on the floor for Shelbyville: Williams, Davis, Kuhn, Asher, and Kramer. Connersville will counter with Logan, Garrison, and Wicks. Belt and Brown, starters on the floor for head coach Kerry Brown. Connersville ball down by three as we open the third period, and Shelbyville as they open the game in a 2-3 defense. Wicks, touch on the right wing. Up top is Garrison. He made the Bears pay with a couple of early threes from right about where he's standing early in the game.
Let's see if that zone extends out a little quicker now this time around.
Belt with it up top. Pitch and catch on the right side with Wicks. Now Garrison left wing. Again, zone defense for the Bears, and Belt nearly drugged the pivot foot looking to make a pass. Gives it up, gets it back. And Connersville, nothing to penetrate the defense yet. Skip pass, picked off by Zach Kuhn. Didn't have much on it. Williams penetrating over Brown, left it short. Tap up, no good. Tip again, and Williams got a hand on it again. The official pointed Shelbyville ball, and I think he meant Connersville all the way, and he did.
First time we've seen Williams try to attack the rim with the 6'7 Brown up there at the low post, and he tried to float it up over the top of him, just kind of short-armed it a little bit there, worried about the shot-blocking presence.
Back into the zone, Shelbyville. Kramer and Davis on top. Williams on the back line. Kramer tried to get in, thought maybe he had a step on a pass. Instead, a collision with a Connersville Spartan.
Yeah, he read it right and had the breakaway, but just caught a little bit too much body there trying to get through. Only the first foul on DJ, and Shelbyville only had four in the first half. Asher, the only one of the Golden Bears right now with two, so Shelbyville's got a chance, not in foul trouble, to be aggressive a little bit more here in the second half.
Wicks will sit. Jonah Graham on the floor. Connersville finds an open Clay Garrison top of the key, and he makes the three. The pass coming from the high post from the free throw line. Tied at 26, Kramer. Back rim. Rebound, Garrison. Connersville in search of the lead this trip up the court. Garrison traveled trying to set his feet for a top-of-the-key three.
12 turnovers on the Spartans now. Two already in the first, 1:32 here of the third quarter.
Kunan Williams will bring it up from the backcourt. Another close one between these two teams. Except for one year when Shelbyville got handled, it's been much like this. Here's Kuhn to Davis. Top of the key, in and out. Williams gets by Brown, steals the rebound. Down under the rim, passes for Kramer. To the corner for Williams. His three is good. Good basketball, Kramer and Williams.
A good second effort, too, after getting the rebound, getting the second shot at the possession there.
29-26, Shelbyville. And now man-to-man by the Bears. Garrison got to watch the five count as he does get by Kramer into the paint. Some contact, no good on the shot, but the follow by Jacob Brown.
Just able to tap it in there and get it up in the basket.
29-28, Shelbyville advantage. Williams, volleyball line straight on, trying to break down Garrison, gets by him, a floater that he tried to bank from the right side. It hit the glass, nothing more. Belt brings it front court, leaves it for Garrison. Outside for Belt. Penetrating move, nothing there. Garrison has it on the perimeter, has used his dribble, now finds Belt. Belt defended by Kramer. Left hand, back to the right, and a bump and a foul defensively.
Second one on DJ Kramer. Shelbyville getting a little swatting with the hands a little bit too. I thought Zach got away with one earlier there. I thought Luke Asher did on that last penetration in the lane just because he brought his arms down on the block attempt there and got away with a little body contact. But Shelbyville got to stay low, stay in position, keep moving, not just reaching and grabbing.
Logan will sit for Connersville. Ethan Smith, the 6'3 forward, back in. Here's Belt creating offense and dropping off a pass, and Smith missed an easy layup. And Smith took a shot in the nose. I think he's bleeding. Into the front court, Shelbyville with an advantage. In the paint, Davis short-armed a shot from 8 feet away. Asher the board, no good. Asher the rebound again. This time fouled. And Smith either maybe from the top lip or the nose, a little bit of blood, but the official taking a look at him now, and he will have to come over to the bench. The foul call on Connersville's Jacob Brown. First foul in the half on Connersville. Logan will re-enter, replacing Smith.
Smith's holding more of his lip, though, maybe, than his nose.
Mm.
Doesn't appear to be bleeding much. It's certainly not evident, but he's going to head off down here to the Shelbyville trainer around the side here and get cleaned up.
First free throw, Luke Asher, good. Second try, short. Brown the rebound.
Seven rebounds for Brown now.
30-28, the Shelbyville lead. And a block and a foul on Garrett Davis.
All five Shelbyville starters now with fouls. Williams, Davis, Kuhn each with one. Kramer and Asher have two.
Graham inbounding. He'll toss backcourt for Belt. And Belt, who has been prone to some big scoring games, hasn't been all that aggressive. And as soon as I say that, he dribbles right down the right side of the lane and lays it up and in.
That's something he needs to do with this team. He's the veteran guard. He's got to do it.
Six for him. And a stoppage in play by the official. I'm not sure what the call is. There may be blood on Kuhn.
Got blood on him.
And that may be from Ethan Smith.
Yeah, it's not from Zach, so.
So it's on that white jersey, so it was very evident. Shelbyville will take a timeout, and Kuhn will have to go and have either his jersey addressed or find a different shirt to put on, and very likely could result in a change of number if that's the case.
I like how a couple people stand to look down the corner of the gym with Shelbyville's leading scorers out there trying to figure out what to do with this jersey.
The question should become, who's taking off their jersey to give it to him? That may be what it comes down to.
Don't know if he'll change numbers, or like you said, he wears that white undershirt underneath it, that Under Armour dry fit shirt underneath it as well, and it may be that what has the blood on it. We'll have to see.
30-30 ball game, 4:19 left in the third, and the Golden Bears for two consecutive games have had to use a timeout to keep Zach Kuhn playing. Last night, it involved him becoming the all-time leading scorer, and there was no game stoppage. Shelbyville used a timeout to create a game stoppage on the road last night.
Well, another inadvertent situation there, and now Ryan's coming down to look to see if Zach's going to be ready to go or not, otherwise they're going to have to get a sub in there.
And I think the officials are saying that Kuhn needs to be on the floor now, or he'll have to make it out of the floor next dead ball or whenever he can, and that's going to be the case. As
Machine gets shoved down to the scorer's table. You're in. Go.
Your jersey clean. Get on the floor.
Get on the floor, Machine.
So with the game tied at 30, officials make sure the change is in the books. It is. And now Shelbyville basketball with 4:19 to go in the third.
I haven't seen Ethan Smith come back down from the bench over there either, around the corner there, so not sure if there's a waiting line down there for the training staff or not.
Kramer in the paint. Off the dribble, not able to finish in front of the rim. Rebound, Belt. Belt will push for Connersville to the rim. Banker, good for two. And there's been an awakening for Noah Belt.
That's all your fault, Johnny, since you mentioned it.
4 points in the period, 8 for the game.
I like DJ Kramer's drive to the rim, though, there. That was nice to see.
Garrett Davis, bottled up by a double team on the perimeter, lost the ball. Belt will take it into the paint. To Brown, outside. Garrison for three.
Garrison's not doing much more than sitting out there picking threes. He's 4-4 from out there tonight.
Through the first two games of the season, and those are the numbers we have available from Connersville, we don't have how they broke down last night's 43-42 win at Rushville. But Clay Garrison in games 1 and 2 was 1 for 3 from three-point land. He's made 4 in this game. And Zach Kuhn is back on the bench.
Jersey swapping going on down there.
The jersey was already gone. Now he's thrown away the undershirt. And Kuhn will become number 30, stealing a jersey from Jack Baker.
Well, he can't wear Jack Baker's jersey because he's not big enough. I think he ended up getting it from Matthew Button. Button's got the 15 jersey on of Zach Kuhn right now.
You're right.
I don't even see Baker. I don't even think Baker was dressed tonight in the JV game, was he?
No, you're right. They must have switched out and Button wore 30 tonight. Typically, Baker just on the varsity roster as that number. So now we have to question the availability of Matthew Button for the rest of this game. DJ Kramer, a catch-and-shoot three, came back at him on the rebound, and off the floor, loose ball picked up by Brown. The give to Belt. He'll push it front court and then throw it back between two teammates. Neither one of them catches it, and it goes out of bounds.
Johnny, I know you can appreciate that. Every time I see a three-point shot like that where the shooter just stands there and watches it and the ball ricochets, he didn't go get it. Stacy Meyer just yelling at the Southwestern Spartans, go get it! Usually every time a shot went up that year, they went to the state championship game, go get it, follow your shot. DJ didn't do it, could have had a rebound, could have had an easy lane to the basket there as he didn't chase it down.
Shelbyville playing down by 5, and Kramer getting more assertive. To the baseline, elevates off the dribble and connects.
I like it. I love the fact he's trying to attack a little bit more. He's got to. He can't just stand out there and shoot threes.
35-32, Connersville, 2:47 left to go in the third. And this game, with one more two-point basket, will have as many points as last year's game did when it was over. Brown, low bounce pass, good catch for Graham. Dylan Logan with it, and giving to Belt, who wanted to do that little jab step fake, and the pivot foot came off the floor, and the official saw it.
It's one of those where you got two, three things going on in your head. I'm driving, I'm pulling up, I'm faking a pass, I'm jab stepping, I'm crossing over, and all of them ends up just in a travel call because your feet get happy.
Kuhn back on the floor, off the left-handed dribble, a long three, no good, and a rebound off the bounce taken by Graham. Graham will throw ahead to Logan. Brown posting the smaller Kramer. Jump hook short. Loose ball rebound, Luke Asher.
First field goal attempt for Brown all night. I was surprised by that.
Kuhn left-handed dribble baseline. Defender falling down underneath him. And it will be a foul on Dylan Logan. His first. Second on Connersville. Shelbyville inbounding and Davis will trigger to Williams. Open three. Missed it a little bit left. high rebound tipped into the hands of Belt. Belt crossover dribble right to left hand. Good defense by Davis to keep him out. Williams missed on a steal out front. Garrison dribbles into a 15-footer, and Williams able to go high for the rebound. Williams a push into the front court. Fake left, go right, into the paint. Outside for Kramer. He will float it up and just get it to fall out on a runner in the paint.
One of those you just chug up the bad luck. That was exactly what he wanted. He even was able to avoid the charge on Brown, who laid down underneath him.
Bell takes on three defenders, blocked up top, but fouled. Noah Belt will go to the line.
You figure out who's the foul, on the body or Kuhn on the swipe?
On Kuhn. And in the scorebook, I just gave Jack Baker a personal foul.
Can't be changing things up.
Free throw by Belt is good. Mitch Yind will check in. Shelbyville with Kramer on the bench. Jacob Brown is out. Sullenbarger replacing him. Belt with a second free throw. He makes both. 6 of his 10 in this period.
Yeah, he's been much more aggressive out there leading his team.
36-32 Cottersville. 37-32. Kuhn, the top of the key three, no good. Mitch Yind, who has proven himself to be a pretty good offensive rebounder, all told, gets one there. Williams, Davis, a three, won't go. Rebound, Yind again. Asher to the floor, and a confrontation with Sullenbarger that will result in fouls going both ways. But this may be more than that. The other official came down, and the reason I thought it might be more than that was Asher's feet became involved as well, and I wondered if they would call more than just the double foul. I don't think Kerry Brown is entirely satisfied with the call or the administration of it right now.
That'll be the third foul on Luke Asher, though.
Asher almost got taken down, elevating for the rebound, but he reacted. So the double foul keeps it Shelbyville ball, and as they start to inbound, the official realizes there might be some floor cleanup that needs to be done.
Connersville for the first time tonight. The junior, Damon Huffman, number 42, 6'4", checks into the lineup. Shelbyville's got to find a little bit of offensive rhythm here. It's the only part of Kuhn's game I just get a little disappointed when he comes down and just a quick three from the top of the key. I'd rather him be in some kind of rhythm shooting that one, just trying to pull up, just forcing things a little too much. Shelbyville's had a couple of just bad lucks. Balls have rolled around the rim. They've just got to run their offense.
Kuhn for Davis. Kuhn again, under a minute to go in the third. Kuhn backing his way in, turn around, drew a foul, and hit the tough 15-footer.
I'd almost agree with Dylan Logan. Like, I don't know what else to do but stand there, but that's just Zach Kuhn elevating over the top of you and knocking down a shot.
Foul number two on Logan. The fourth on Connersville. Kuhn is at the line. Number 42, Damon Huffman, a 6'4 junior, was in momentarily. He is back out. And now the officials, did they get the foul right on the board? I think they did. A quick conference. Kuhn waiting, trying to complete a three-point play. And he's not able to. Loose ball rebound. Kuhn slapped it under the rim to where Asher was standing, and he puts it in. It was bouncing out front, and Kuhn just smacked it back to Asher for the layup. 37-36, Connersville. Final 35 seconds.
Such a head-up play as Connersville spreads the floor here with 30 seconds to go. Kuhn just chased down the loose ball. Didn't even grab it. Almost just a volleyball spike right into the floor, and it bounced past perfectly to Asher for an easy lay-in.
Belt dribbling unguarded center circle. Kuhn has the assignment there, man-to-man by the Shelbyville defense. Connersville running down the third quarter clock. Now at 10. At 8, Belt starts to move. Crossover, throws it out front, knock loose. Williams on the steal. He'll take it to the rim and lay it in with 1.8. And Connersville will not get a shot off. Shelbyville will take a lead into the fourth. On the VP Doc Shop scoreboard, after three, Shelbyville 38, Connersville 37. on Giant FM.
Haven Court.
The Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition would like to invite you to their monthly meetings that are held at the Blue River Foundation building the second Thursday at 8 a.m. Bring your ideas, your concerns, and ask questions about how you can help fight the drug epidemic in our county. Second Thursdays at 8 a.m. at the Blue River Foundation building, the Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition meeting. You're invited.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Giant FM, high school basketball being brought to you by BP Dock Shop, home of the best tenderloin in Shelbyville. Heritage House, enhancing the colors of life, and Salmon Brothers, why go anywhere else? 8 minutes on the clock, 38-37, the Shelbyville lead, and the Bears have been able to finish the second period strongly, the third period strongly, and a one-point lead going here into the fourth. Shelbyville defensively in man-to-man with Kuhn defending on Belt. Williams tracking Graham. DJ Kramer back on the floor. He now has acquired Belt in a switch. Belt will drive on him, drop it to Brown. Off the right block, about a step outside the lane, Brown hits the jump shot. His second field goal, Connersville on top as Kuhn tries a three. Just does not quite get the roll top of the key. Connersville clears the rebound. Belt into the front court with a one-point lead. Belt dribbling, still dribbling, finally handing off for Graham. Williams guarding Garrison out front. Mitch End on Brown, now a switch as Davis will take him. Belt for Graham. Puts it on the floor with the right hand, picked up by Davis in the switch. Over a minute into the fourth. Connersville a one-point lead. Belt handing for Garrison. And maybe the longest possession of the night by Connersville. Driving into the paint. Belt forced the issue in traffic. Davis clears the defensive rebound. Up ahead, Kuhn to Williams. Williams alone, isolated on the left side. Kicks it back out for Davis. Right side, Kramer penetrates the defense, runs over a defender, no call, open look, three, Josh Williams. 41-39, back and forth we go, Shelbyville up by two. Garrison across the timeline and Kerry Brown onto the court to call a timeout. 6:13 left to go in regulation. Shelbyville 41, Connersville 39 on Giant FM Sports.
The breaded tenderloin sandwich is one of Indiana's most popular sandwiches. And in Shelbyville, you'll find the best tenderloin at BP's Dock Shop. That's right, you'll find the number one best-rated tenderloin in Shelbyville at BP's Dock Shop, 326 East Broadway. If you're looking for a quick bite to eat at lunch or an afternoon snack, stop in at BP's Dock Shop for a great-tasting tenderloin or try their Chester's Chicken menu. They also offer convenient snack items, fountain drinks, and fresh brewed coffee. If you haven't tried a tenderloin from BP's Dock Shop, you, my friend, are missing out on the real deal.
Local radio is high school basketball. Basketball on Giant FM.
Johnny McCurry with Jeff Brown from Garrett Gymnasium. Just over 6 minutes left in this one. Shelbyville 41, Connersville 39. We have a final this evening. Edinburgh defeats Waldron in Mid-Hoosier Conference play, 59-49. Shelbyville breaks huddle with Asher, Davis, Kramer, Williams, and Kuhn. Connersville now inbounding sideline front court with Belt and Garrison, Graham, Logan, and Brown for the Spartans. It comes in to Graham. Man-to-man by Shelbyville. Screen by Brown. Asher ends up guarding on the perimeter with Graham. Williams defending on Garrison. Garrison spin move into the paint and was going someplace. I'm not sure Clay Garrison actually wanted to go, but the help side defender Asher is called for a foul.
Yeah, trying to reach in there, and that's foul number four. A long way to go here in the fourth quarter here. And this is almost, we talk about sectional games, possession to possession. You've got to be very good at it. Shelbyville in the third quarter, 5 of 19 from the field, 1 of 8 from the three-point line. Connersville was 5 of 9 from the field, hit both their three-point attempts.
Inbounded to Brown. He'll bring it outside, and Garrison traveled trying to make a move on the arc.
First turnover of the fourth quarter for Connersville. They've had 5 in each of the first three quarters. Still shooting 52% from the field overall, 62% from the three-point line tonight, and that's what's kept them in this game.
Two-point game. Shelbyville trying to make it a two-possession lead. Kramer for three. Missed the catch and shoot. And again, contact by a bear on the rebound effort as Yend went up over the back. They'll walk to the other end of the floor. Connersville is shooting the bonus.
I know Ryan Mack just shaking his head. I don't know if it was the foul or the fact that Kramer shot a 1 of 11 from the three-point line here in the second half. Those are the numbers. You can't just keep relying on the fact you're going to shoot yourself back in the game. You've got to find another way to get to the rim and get to the free throw line.
Jonah Graham shooting, makes the first. He'll get the second. Graham just a couple of free throw attempts so far on the season. And swishes a pair here. He has 8 points off the bench, came into the game averaging 3.5.
That's huge for Connersville now being in the bonus, 1-1 the rest of the way.
41-41, 5:37 left. Kramer putting it on the floor. Kuhn trying to post. He's got a smaller man in Logan. Ball on the opposite side now. And now back to Kuhn's side, but the double team comes. Kuhn catches, forces it up, and he is fouled. And it will be on the shot attempt.
Problem is the double team coming from behind is the shortest guy on the floor, so it wasn't really going to matter. And Graham's going to end up picking up his first foul of the game there. Fifth foul on the Spartans in the second half, so Shelbyville still 2 fouls away from the bonus. Kuhn will shoot 2, though.
Kuhn missed his last attempt after converting the first 4 and
short
missed
on that
here.
One. He was short on the last one he missed in the third quarter and a little short on that one, too.
Second try is good.
A little more legs into that one.
Shelbyville again in front, just by 1, 42-41. 5:19 to play. Garrison walks it across the timeline. Asher playing with 4 fouls, waiting at the scorer's bench. Here's Belt, defended by Kuhn on the perimeter. Brown screens, rolls away. Belt will drive, beat Davis after the switch, and got it to go. And the pick and roll, more like we talk about in the NBA, where there's a lot of switching defenses. Once Davis was the defender, Belt was going to take it to the rim.
Yeah, just a veteran senior taking his way, and he got Kramer with a little bit of hop there, catching the ball. Unforced errors. Only the second turnover here for the Golden Bears in the second half. They only had 6 in the first half, but again, possession to possession means something. You're under 5 minutes now in the fourth quarter, and you're down by 1. You can't have something like that, an unforced error.
That is a play that 15 years from now at the Y, the Boys Club, or wherever it is, nobody's going to call that on DJ Kramer. But here, it's definitely a travel.
Nobody's calling that at the Boys Club now, Johnny. Why are we waiting 15 years?
Well, we're talking about when Kramer plays 15 years from now. A 3 by Belt, rimmed out. Rebound by Williams. Williams will penetrate, take on 3 different red jerseys, and the scoop with the left hand is good, and a foul.
There'll be another one on Graham, I think. It was too far underneath the rim to even do any kind of damage, and Josh just almost sailed right over the top of it.
Graham's third, team foul 6. Free throw coming for Williams. Front rimmed it, no good. And Shelbyville not helping themselves at the line. 44-43 SHS. 4:21 left to play.
Now Zach Kuhn's on Belt.
Into the corner, Belt sends it to Graham. And a screen and a foul on Noah Belt.
Yeah, he didn't get set. He just ran right into him there and didn't have anywhere set. And Davis just bounced right into him. So there's another turnover for Connersville. 17 on the night.
Shelbyville led by 1 to open the period. They lead by 1 now with possession of the basketball.
Let's see what kind of shot they get now. Leading by 1 at home.
Williams pounding it there between the circles. Screen from Kuhn. Around it on the right hand. And a bump and a foul. Could have been let go, but it does draw the whistle on Clay Garrison.
That's going to put the Golden Bears now at the free throw line, 1-1 as well. And it may be the free throw line where this game's decided.
Shelbyville now 6 of 11 at the stripe. One bonus. Free throw good. And free throws, or the lack thereof, part of the reason Shelbyville lost a lead and eventually the game last night in Columbus. A pair of free throws good here by Williams. Shelbyville by 3, 46-43. We're past the midway point of the fourth. Holding right wing Graham, defended there by Garrett Davis. He'll square it up top of the key. Now get by Davis, drop it off for Garrison. Garrison into the paint, baseline Graham. Belt out front, driving, finishing, and beating Kuhn to the rim with a foul.
It's almost a scramble drill, isn't it, when they get that ball moving like that? Because you're on their horse just trying to get to one guy to the next guy, and Belt found the crease and just took off.
Third foul, Zach Kuhn, eighth on the team. And another three-point opportunity, this one for Noah Belt, and he converts. We're tied at 46. 3:35 to go here in the fourth. Williams with Kuhn screening. Step back around him, back and forth around Kuhn, and now zooms a pass inside, intended for Asher, stolen by Belt.
Yeah, Belt just jumped right in front of it there, read that one coming.
Belt with a look over to the sideline for a play call. Puts it on the floor, right hand, stops, finds Graham, Logan in the corner. Now Belt, again, defended by Kuhn.
Belt and Kuhn both with three fouls. Belt's got to know that Kuhn's not going to want to be real aggressive.
Gets around him baseline, steps into the rim, used the rim as a little bit of a way to block Kuhn from getting to him, and Belt lays it in. Rush real. Last night, couldn't contain Connersville down the stretch, and Connersville has taken the lead, but not without Zach Kuhn converting to tie it again at 48.
Zach just floating down the lane, a little 10-footer. Shot he practices all the time.
Graham holding out front. Game tied. 2:33 to play. Man-to-man by Shelbyville. Brown screening and rolling. Belt with it. Waves off the screen. A mid-range jumper in and out for Belt. Good block out and rebound by Garrett Davis.
Yeah, he was able to keep Brown from getting to the rim there.
So now the Shelbyville strategy. Just over 2 minutes left in a tie game. It'll be Kuhn driving. Defender fell down, and the shot went up. And watch the call.
Offensive foul.
On Zach Kuhn.
Number four.
Kuhn with four. And if he stays on the defensive assignment he's had, he'll have to defend Belt with four. 2:06 left to play and some cleanup of perspiration on the floor.
Ryan Mack, John Hardnett, assistant coach John Hardnett, sitting there giving Mack this, or Kuhn the signal, make sure you remind him he's got four. It's almost a two-man game right now. The periphery guys, what can they do to help? It's Belt going one, you know, running the show at one end and Kuhn at the other. Who's going to step up and help hit a shot?
Zach Kuhn had 13 points in the first period. Three free throws in the second. He has 5 points in the second half. Tied at 48. Here comes Connersville with the basketball. Garrison to walk it up, defended by Williams. Timeout from the bench.
I'm going to say Kuhn and Belt down there having a conversation as well beneath the goal before the timeout.
High school basketball on Giant FM Sports is brought to you by Clark Orthodontics. Great orthodontics, terrific smiles at Clark Orthodontics. By the Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition. Your ideas, our resources, solutions that work. Cagney's Pizza King. I think I'm getting a pizza and breadsticks on the way home. Cagney's with a little bit of something on the menu for everybody here in Shelbyville. After the game, Shelbyville Mayor Tom DeBond will have our player of the game before we close out the broadcast, unless it's like last night where I plain forgot the player of the game. It was Zach Kuhn, by the way.
Overtime throw you off your game there a little bit last night?
I think I was a little fatigued. I hadn't had a good nap in the afternoon.
A little basketball rusty there. You forgot about Coach Harry Larrabee's message tonight. You haven't quite gotten into the basketball groove yet, have you?
I'm not used to being around all these people. It's the football press box where it's usually nice and quiet. Haven't gotten adjusted yet.
Well, and you can't get up and walk around and move like you like to in football. True. And call stuff from all over the building.
Connersville ball. Garrison penetrating in the corner for Logan. And Logan, every time he's caught it in the corner in the second half, has immediately looked for somebody to throw it to. He gives to Belt. Belt puts it on the floor, curls down into the paint, back outside again, and now shuffles it out for Graham.
This is Connersville's game. I mean, they'd be fine. I would have thought 3 minutes running it all off the clock, taking the final shot, but I don't know if Kerry Brown can do that with this unit, just with the turnovers they've had tonight. Josh Williams with a steal.
Took it off the hands of Belt, who lost his footing and had gone down to a knee trying to throw it to somebody. Williams is fouled in transition. And I was about to say, I don't know if he was fouled on the shot, but if this is the 10th team foul, maybe number 9. It's number 9. It'll be two shots either way. Williams is at the line for a pair. And the fourth foul on Garrison. Free throw, Williams. Good. Shelbyville again in front. 49-48 with a minute 18 left to go.
Just saying, Connersville would just ice this game with ball control and protection, but they're just not that diligent at it right now at this point in the season.
Substitution, and they will continue to play. Apparently, Connersville did not get Garrett Wicks to the bench in time, so Connersville kind of paused on the dribble in the backcourt, and now they'll continue forward and keep playing. With it is Logan. Logan puts it on the floor, hounded by Kramer. Shelbyville by two, under 1 minute. Garrison driving, reach in, nearly a foul. A knock away on a bounce pass. Davis the steal, Williams the pickup. And now Connersville will have to defend and consider a use of the foul. We'll get a timeout by Shelbyville. It's a full by Ryan Mack with 46.4. And this will be Shelbyville basketball inbounding somewhere on the sideline coming out of the timeout. Well, if you're Shelbyville, is it as simple as a game of keep away here, awaiting the foul? Or do you run something representative of your offense?
I don't think you run anything. I think you spread the floor right now and protect it. Trust the fact that you've got Josh Williams and Zach Kuhn with the ball in their hand, and if Luke Asher happens to sprint free to the basket on a back cut somewhere, maybe you give it to him and take that, but I think you're anticipating winning this game at the free throw line right now.
50-48. Shelbyville by two on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard. Both teams will enter the double bonus on the next foul. The possession arrow favors Shelbyville, and 46.4 on the clock. Asher, Williams, Kuhn, Davis, and Kramer on the floor. Kuhn playing with four personal fouls. Connersville will break huddle with Garrison, who has four fouls. Wicks into the ball game. Logan out there. And Belt and Graham. Brown, the big man, steps out. Shelbyville inbounding across from the bench, sideline front court, and it goes back court with Kuhn, defended by Logan. One-on-one, straight man-to-man right now by Connersville. Logan will give up the lane, a drive by Zach Kuhn, offensive foul, wave off the made layup. Kuhn's night is over, and Connersville gets possession with 35 seconds.
One of those things where Zach's got to pull up and just take a little 6-7 footer rather than going into the contact like that. And Graham, who had a couple tough fouls against him, ends up drawing the charge.
Kuhn's night over with 21 points. Mitch Yind will replace him. Connersville putting 6-7 Jacob Brown back on the floor with 35 seconds. Luke Asher defensively also playing with four fouls right now for the Golden Bears.
One of those, you just got to know the situation. Zach got the hole. He got the lane and was able to get there, but you can't go into the contact like that, especially with two guys sitting right there. Was Brown a little far under the goal? Maybe, but Zach's got to read that and play it a little smarter.
Belt, a quick run up court. Connersville on the perimeter with Garrison. Tough shot over Asher. Missed everything but the glass. Rebound, Brown, no good. Back tap. Connersville tracks it down at midcourt with 19 seconds. Timeout, Kerry Brown and the Spartans. A tough shot for Garrison, well contested by Asher. Brown, the tip up on the weak side, rolled off. And then when Asher couldn't reach it, he did get the back tap, but there were red jerseys in the neighborhood, and now we stand with 17.4 on the clock. And if you're Shelbyville, not that by any means that's part of the conversation, you would really want to win this in regulation right now. You don't want to go overtime.
Yeah, now that you've lost Zach Kuhn for the rest of the game, your leading scorer, 22, 23 points a game, you know, you're doing this on your own. You've got to win this with a defensive stop right here, and then all you got to do is hit a couple free throws, and you can ice this game.
Conversations for both head coaches. 17.4 seconds left. Again, two free throws are involved on each foul involving a trip to the line. Yin, Davis, Asher, Kramer, and Williams defensively for Shelbyville. Brown and Graham. Garrison, Wicks, and Belt inbounding. And it looks like Davis will be the one guarding Noah Belt to begin the possession. Belt sideline front court, throws back court for Garrison. Guarded by Williams. Onto the left hand, back to the basket, lost the dribble, hands to Wicks, and Wicks is called for traveling.
Turnover number 20.
He shuffled the feet on the catch. 9.8 seconds left. Shelbyville will inbound from three-quarter court. Number one, you have to get it in. Number two, at least according to the clock, you don't have to get it into the front court. Davis, a throw, cross court, picked off by Garrison, back to Wicks, layup good. 6 seconds left, and Shelbyville throws the inbounds away, but Connersville stepped out of bounds on the steal. Timeout on the floor with 3.8. And back to where it started. A toss cross court intended for Williams that didn't have nearly enough oomph on it. Garrison jumped up and caught it in the paint right near the rim. Handed it back to Wicks, who was coming in his direction. And Wicks converted. Shelbyville inbounding. I was blocked out for a moment. It was deflected. Nobody ever truly gained possession. And Connersville picked it up on the inline. So now Shelbyville, with 3.8 seconds left to go, will try to go length of the court to get a shot off in a game now tied at 50 apiece. If Shelbyville can't do something here, they'll be going overtime for a second consecutive night.
Well, they've got nobody to blame but themselves. An execution, 20 turnovers from Connersville tonight. You've got to execute down the stretch there. A couple tough charging calls on Zach Kuhn. Still got a chance, though, to get out with a win.
I've got to believe that somewhere in this drawn-up play, it involves the ball in Williams' hands and somebody getting him at least one screen to get him pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, I got to think you want to get him flying and then look for DJ Kramer to spot up somewhere. Garrett Davis, maybe both on a wing or in the baseline corner down there, looking for a free shot.
Nobody guarding the inbounder. Davis will throw it in. He has a clear look. Into Williams at the free throw line, backcourt, crossover dribble. Williams stops inside the volleyball line, off the back rim. It would have counted. We go overtime. Shelbyville and Connersville, 50-50. Four more minutes of basketball coming up on Giant FM.
Have you heard about Cagney's Giant Deal? Go to giant.fm and print off the two-topping large pizza for only $9.99. And after you print off the coupon, bring it to Cagney's Pizza King, 33 East Broadway in Shelbyville, for a large two-topping pizza. And it only cost you $9.99. That is definitely a giant deal. For lunch, for dinner, before or after the game, for pizza, Mexican, or even Italian food, Cagney's is the place to go.
Get the inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
Overtime from Garrett Gymnasium. Johnny McCurry, Shelbyville News editor Jeff Brown. 50-50, Connersville rallying with defensive steals in the backcourt and converting off one of those to force the overtime. Shelbyville will play without Zach Kuhn with four fouls. Luke Asher has four on the floor. Clay Garrison playing with four for Connersville. The tip, Brown and Asher, and Brown, as he did earlier tonight, controls the tip. Noah Belt out front, defended by Garrett Davis. Man-to-man by Shelbyville. Here's Logan. Holding nearly a five count without putting it on the floor, and Noah Belt on the catch is called for traveling. There's just been feet shuffling all over the place tonight.
Yeah, okay, kind of slipped just a little bit trying to go. Connersville in that fourth quarter, 5 of 10 from the field. Shelbyville just six shots, 3 of 6 and 1 of 4 from the three-point line. They're 2 of 12 from the arc in the second half.
Williams, Davis, back to Williams. Holding way out front is Kramer. And Williams, unguarded, holds the ball near midcourt. Williams will put it on the floor. Split defenders in the corner again. Now Kramer. Kramer to Asher toward the left corner. Here is a drive by Kramer. A give to Asher. And a corner jumper good for two. Luke Asher in the overtime gives Shelbyville the lead, something they never had, falling down by 7 to open the extra frame at Columbus last night.
A good patient possession to start the overtime period.
With it back to the basket, Logan, up above the key, handing for Garrison. Garrison tries to go by Kramer, does get by Kramer, and scoops it off the glass. 52-52, BP Doc Shop scoreboard, 2:40 left in overtime. Williams, across the timeline, screen from Asher, around the second defender, and lost the ball. Took off on him, picked up by Graham. Graham defended by Yin. Brown coming to set a screen. Didn't get there in time. Garrison holds on the wing. Garrison for Logan. Defended by Williams. 2:12 to go. Game tied at 52. Brown posting on Asher. And an offensive defensive foul. Nothing called. Brown with the elbow to escort his way around. Lays it up and in.
We got 2 minutes for hooking in the NHL there. I mean, that was just a clear cut. Wrapped himself right around Asher. That's the most aggressive he's looked at the basket tonight. When he caught it, he knew he was going, and well, he sealed his way right around and got to the rim.
54-52, Connersville now in front. Asher for Kramer. He'll drive it on the left hand in the paint. Bucket is up. Will they give him the shot release? Yes! Count it and a foul.
They called the foul before the charge could be called underneath the basket there.
Logan the foul, Kramer the tying bucket, and a chance to give Shelbyville the lead. They've not put the bucket yet on the scoreboard.
I'm not sure he counted the bucket. He did.
Free throw, good as well. 55-54, Shelbyville by a point, a minute 36 to go. Garrison goes away from a screen up top to Graham. A three blocked by Williams, rebounded by Asher. It still had forward momentum, and Asher ended up with the rebound. Now Shelbyville, a one-point lead with a minute 20 to go. Williams gives it up, gets it back.
We got a lot of coaches over here to the right. Just hold it, spread it out. Four corners, they're all calling. There's no hurry when you've got the leader.
Williams steps all the way back at the timeline, now dribbles off the defender. And Connersville looking for the chance to maybe lay a trap and double team.
Kerry Brown standing right here watching. He hasn't called the hack yet.
Williams, blocking foul. That was close.
That was.
Williams crossed over left hand to right hand, and the left shoulder went into the body of the defender. Blocking foul call. And Williams dribbling, ready to shoot, when the officials decide again there's perspiration to be cleaned up. I'm glad they caught it for obvious reasons. Maybe you ought to catch that after we've done it about 10 times so far tonight.
Yeah, the official is not communicating with each other real well here. The official underneath the basket already given the ball to Williams, and the outer official has called his blue whistle.
Free throw good from Williams. Logan out, Wicks in for him. And Josh Williams, 5 of 5 from the line in the fourth and in overtime, misses the second. 56-54. 48 seconds left.
See if they look at Logan again, who's got Asher. He knows Asher's got four fouls.
Garrison dribbling, taking Williams, and he got the shoulder into Williams and double pumped his way to a layup with a foul. With 41.9, it'll be Clay Garrison shooting a free throw for the lead. The good news off of that is it's only foul number two on Williams. Garrison free throw is good. Connersville 57, Shelbyville 56. The final 40 seconds of overtime. Williams, screen from Asher. Stop and go. Tried to beat Brown. Cross court pass. Davis met the ball and caught it and was fouled by Noah Belt. And the only reason there's a foul, not a layup for Connersville, is that Garrett Davis met that pass.
Yeah, he stepped into it and got there. His belt read it, was going to take it through, but pretty obvious call there, whether the crowd likes it or not.
Fourth foul on Belt. Double bonus, Garrett Davis. Has not been the free throw line tonight. First free throw, good. And I'll tell you this, from start to finish, and I mean tip-off of the season to now, Garrett Davis has looked like the calmest person on the floor now for four ball games.
Yeah, he's played like a senior, knows what his job is, knows what his role is, been very, very calming influence all season long out there.
Second free throw, 57 all on the board. Davis hits. Golden Bears, 58, Connersville, 57, 26 seconds left. Man-to-man Shelbyville. And Davis, who was really riding on the back end of Noah Belt, who didn't have the ball, maybe lucky there wasn't a foul call. Timeout, Connersville with 22.5.
Belt would have stopped. He probably would have got a foul call because Davis would have rode right over the top of him.
Well, you get to play Kerry Brown. Give me the play call here with 22.5.
Well, if I was just not knowing the team, knowing the roster, I would say you go to the big man down low, but that's just not obviously part of their offense. I think you like Belt and Garrison going to the rim. You use Brown as the follow-through maybe for the tip, and then you look and see if you've got Graham out there maybe, you know, huddling up in a corner somewhere looking for that shot.
I'm going to tell you this now. If these kind of weekends are indications, Shelbyville basketball is going to make you pay for four quarters of basketball. You're going to get it all the way down to the wire. Overtime with Columbus North last night. Overtime this evening, and who knows, one may not be enough to finish it. One-point game right now.
It's one of those where it's the good or the bad from the fan point of standpoint of being a fan and getting your money's worth and the excitement. It's great. But I know if you're Coach Mack and you're watching video the week after, it's like, oh, my gosh, there's so many things that we could have done to make this game a 10-point win for us. And you see that just the turnover numbers for Connersville alone should give you a pretty good advantage.
Connersville will inbound, and they'll do it after another timeout. Both teams sent players on the floor, and then Kerry Brown walked over to the official and said, give me one more to talk it over.
Should be the last one Kerry's got, according to the scoreboard, which is a little unusual there. She's not going to have that on the inbound play now. If you can really pressure the inbound play, force them to make a mistake.
22.5 seconds remain. Shelbyville, 58. Connersville, 57. Both teams in the double bonus. Possession arrow, Shelbyville. And Connersville inbounding. And I believe they're inbounding across from the bench. Sideline front court. Shelbyville and Connersville again, except for that one game 3 years ago dominated by the Spartans. Every game has been very, very close down the stretch. 35-34, 59-57 overtime, 41-38. Connersville will inbound. It'll be on the bench side, right off the end of the scorer's bench. Belt to trigger. Backcourt Garrison, defended by Williams. Man-to-man Shelbyville. A screen from Belt. Garrison gets into the paint, rejected out of bounds. The official said it hit the end line. as Asher just slammed that ball to the floor. Williams was there to jump and save it, but on the first bounce, the official said out of bounds. 11.7 remains. Connersville inbounding baseline with Belt. Lobbing to Brown at the rim, lays it in. Shelbyville going to have to hurry. Williams with seven across the timeline. Stop and go. Fall away. Off the glass. Through with 2 seconds. Connersville, three-quarter court heave, is off the mark. Shelbyville wins it. What an amazing flurry of activity that brings the student section onto the floor at Garrett Gym. The throw in by Connersville on the baseline inbounds, and it was a play that Jeff had alluded to he would have done had we thought Brown was more of an offensive force. But Brown, that big 6'7 frame, caught it right in front of the rim and put it in. Shelbyville did what you would want them to do, find Williams quickly up the floor. But he didn't get a split on the defenders at the free throw line, probably the way he would have wanted. It skirted him toward the baseline, and as he got below the right block, he elevated, turned his body enough to get a fallaway jumper that kissed the glass and went in with two. Connersville actually gets a shot off from three-quarter court that wasn't all that far off the mark. But Shelbyville survives here, 60-59. Did I think they were exciting games a moment ago? It's a whole lot more exciting now after the way the Bears survived tonight.
Well, they got a nice defensive stop as Luke Asher took some aggression out on a basketball as he blocked it almost too hard, really, because he blocked it so hard out of bounds. Josh Williams tried to save it, and again, you get Brown on the pick and roll, kind of getting loose in the lane there on the inbounds pass, knocks it in. I really thought Josh was going to get called for an offensive foul there. He really took a lot of contact and drove his way to the rim there. But the nice part, Brown makes the basket down here, means he's not under the rim down here. And Josh is able to attack quickly and get back before the shot blocker can get set up. So really it's just a matter of him getting squared up and getting the shot that he can make. And as a senior, he knocked one down.
Great ball game, back and forth, several lead changes, several ties. And the final lead change with 2 seconds to play. And Shelbyville gets a close win, a gritty, gutty win, and does it with Zach Kuhn on the bench at the end of regulation and in overtime. Again, the final tonight on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard. Shelbyville, 60. Connersville, 59. Coming up, the Cagneys postgame on Giant FM Sports.
Are you experiencing foot or ankle pain? Hi. I'm Dr. Brian Elliott. As a board-certified surgeon at MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, I specialize in treating common and complex conditions of the foot and ankle, such as sports injuries, trauma, and multiple types of deformities. My goal is to get to know you as my patient so we can work together to obtain the best possible outcome. If you are experiencing foot or ankle pain, call my office today at 317-421-BONE to schedule an appointment.
MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, moving healthcare forward in a major way.
Have you heard about Cagney's Giant Deal? Go to giant.fm and print off the two-topping large pizza for only $9.99. And after you print off the coupon, bring it to Cagney's Pizza King, 33 East Broadway in Shelbyville, for a large two-topping pizza. And it only cost you $9.99. That is definitely a giant deal. For lunch, for dinner, before or after the game, for pizza, Mexican, or even Italian food, Cagney's is the place to go.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Post game from Garrett Gymnasium is a happy one. The Golden Bears, 60. Connersville, 59 in overtime. And we're joined by Shelbyville head coach Ryan Mack. Wow.
That's awesome. That showed a lot of character from our team to bounce back from a similar situation and have Zach on the bench and doing it. I told him, man, I said, this is beautiful. What's beautiful about basketball to start the overtime is it's a reversal of fortune tonight. We got the same situation. We're down a man, and let's fix it tonight. We did it.
To get this win, I'm going to overstate this, but did you need one of these? There have been some close ones. Last night's obviously the most recent example. Did you need to get one of these?
Oh, we needed it bad. To finish the game on a last-second shot like that, like they did against us last year, makes it even sweeter. And I told the guys when I got in the locker room, I said, I will never burn a timeout with Josh Williams or Zach Kuhn on the floor in the open court. I said, I have playmakers. I don't need to do much coaching when those guys are on the floor. And Josh, I still knew it was good when he left half court.
Let's get the microphone into the hands of Josh Williams here tonight. And Josh, as part of the pregame tonight, we re-aired the final 28 seconds of last year's game at Connersville. So now next year, I'm probably going to be re-airing the final 50 seconds or so of this game. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I don't even know what to say right now. I'm out of breath right now. We just hyped up in the locker room. Unbelievable.
Take me through the final possession. They score, no timeout, and the ball comes to you. Take me down through the drive to the other end.
Well, I knew I could beat anybody off the dribble, so that's what I did. And luckily I got a shot off, and it went in. That's how it happened. That's all I was thinking about.
You guys get a lead in this overtime. Now, it didn't last all the way through, but unlike last night where you kind of got punched in the mouth and couldn't recover, this group played with some confidence in this extra frame.
Yeah, especially with Zach on the bench with five fouls. Somebody had to step up, and I just took it in my hands, and a team got it done together. Like, Asher hit a big 15-footer, come down, and we'll tie it up again. So, yeah.
I asked Coach Mack, was it important for you guys to win a game like this? We've had some slip away. You know, Cathedral last year was one. Last night's another. Does it do anything for your guys' confidence, or is that already at a level by itself?
No, that boosts our confidence. Every win we get boosts our confidence, and especially after the loss last night in OT and coming down to the same exact situation. It's amazing.
Go celebrate. Thanks for coming up.
Thank you.
Zach Kuhn is with us on the post game as well, and Zach knows we've got a couple of topics to cover with him, so I'm going to go to the one from last night, and then I'll get back to this game. Congratulations on the record. Can you put into words what it means right now, or is it something that will maybe gather some more substance the older you get?
Right now, it's just amazing to me. It's something I've always shot for. I've always looked up to the people through Shelbyville basketball history. Growing up, just like I was talking about with Josh, we were out playing in the barn every day. He practically lived with me, and it was something we'd joke about. You'd say, that's what I want to do, and to be able to finally be that person that's done it. In the past, Larrabee, who is somebody that I've looked up to forever, that I've seen around the gym, I've seen at workouts, I've gotten to play with him, talk with him. He's coached me up. It's amazing to be able to catch him. I have no more respect for anybody than him, and it's something right now that it's hard for me to wrap my head around because it's so cool to be able to do it, and it's still not surreal yet, and I'm trying to think it through, but right now the guys are excited, everybody's excited, it's really cool to do, so I love it, and I'm looking forward to being able to share it.
I know it was a tough finish last night with the loss on the road, and then to come here and know there was not a doggone thing you could do in the overtime, what was it like sitting there, and what was it like watching the game winner?
It was probably the most nerve-wracking game I've ever been in, because for me to sit there and not be able to get my hand on the ball to do my part and coach on the floor, it scared me to death. But I had full faith in the guys. I knew they could do it. I told Josh before he went out there, I said, this is your game now. You're going to have to take over. You're going to have to rally the troops. And then I just kind of coached from the sideline the best I could, trying to get everybody into it, trying to get the bench involved. We don't bring enough energy off the floor, so to be able to get everybody into it, that was the best thing I could do. And to see our guys step up in a big moment and make big-time plays, it's amazing. I mean, I love it.
There were plays across the board. Asher put a dent in the floor with a blocked shot. Garrett Davis looks like the calmest man on the court most of the time. Two big free throws in the fourth and a big pass play. And Mitch End, I know there's not a lot in the box score that we can talk about with Mitch right now, but he keeps getting put in situations, including during switches guarding 6'7 Jacob Brown. Everybody's doing something in this team.
Yeah, they're all amazing. I said that coming into the season, that they're going to step up and they're going to play their role the best that they can. And that's something I've been able to look to. If you watch their games, you can nitpick any little thing, and they step up at the biggest times and do their role. Asher knows he's going to play inside. He stepped up, made the biggest block of the game. He's getting rebounds. He's bullying kids. That's all we can ask for him. And it's amazing to see him go do that. Mitch is the scrappiest player on the floor every night. Nobody notices it, but he's the smallest guy with the most heart, and he does everything that he possibly can. And I love the kid for it. And Garrett Davis, he's always collected. He's always got that swagger with him where it doesn't matter if we're at the lowest of lows or the highest of highs. He's having a good time, and he's excited to be doing what he's told. So to be able to go out there and play alongside guys like that, it's awesome. Just because it's something we haven't had before. We've never had us narrow down to certain positions where you do that role. It's everybody can do everything. So for this year to see them come out and do what they're good at, it's amazing. It's so much fun.
Go celebrate.
I'm going to try to.
Zach Coon, thank you very much with us here on the post game. We'll take a timeout, run through the numbers, and wrap up a Shelbyville overtime victory next on Giant FM.
When you do the same thing over and over, you become an expert. At Shelby Materials, they get outstanding feedback from their customers. They hear things like, "I know they'll take care of me." It may sound odd that a concrete and aggregate company would care so much about what other people think, but they do. Look for the blue and yellow trucks. Shelby Materials, the concrete and aggregate expert. Bottom line, they'll take care of you. ShelbyMaterials.com.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Cagney's Pizza King post game, Giant FM Sports, with the band still working from the far bleachers. A 60-59 overtime win for the Golden Bears this evening. Individual scoring for Shelbyville: Josh Williams, Zach Coon, 21 points apiece. 8 points from DJ Kramer, 6 on the night from Luke Asher. Garrett Davis had 4. TJ Sherwood and Mitch Yan played but did not score for the Bears, who shot 14 of 20 from the free throw line. For the Spartans of Cottersville, they also have a pair of leading scorers in the game. Clay Garrison and Noah Belt, with 17 points apiece, and then 8 points apiece from Jonah Graham off the bench, Garrett Wicks, and Jacob Brown, and a free throw for 1 for Ethan Smith. Colton Sullenbarger, Dylan Logan played but did not score for Cottersville, who made 6 of 7 free throws. It was 14-14 after 1. Shelbyville 26-23 at halftime. Golden Bears 38-37 going into the fourth. The game was tied at 50 at the end of regulation, and Shelbyville wins tonight 60-59. For the Shelbyville Golden Bears, they're now 3-1 on the year. They will play in a girls-boys doubleheader to open conference play next Friday night at Newcastle. For the Cottersville Spartans, now 2-2, they will host Pendleton Heights in their next game.
A little bit of statistical irony for you, Johnny. I know you love that and everything. Zach Coon scores 13 of 14 Golden Bear points in the first quarter, Luke Asher free throw being the only other one. In overtime, Zach Coon was the only one of the starters that didn't score. Balance from 4 of those guys. 2 points from Asher, 3 points from Kramer, 2 points from Davis, 3 points from Williams. Gets Shelbyville the overtime victory there. Overtime, Shelbyville 3 of 3 from the field, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Helped them finish up the night 20 of 47 from the field. A respectable 43%, 5 of 20 from the three-point line, though. We can do the math there pretty quickly on 25%. 15 of 21, though, 71% from the free throw line tonight. Certainly helped their occasion, though. 20 total rebounds tonight. They did get out rebound 23-20. I have them for 12 turnovers unofficially. For Connersville tonight, they were 4 of 6 in the fourth in overtime there from the field, but they missed their final 2 3-pointers after hitting 8 of them in the first 3 quarters. 22 of 41 from the field. They shot 54% tonight, 8 of 15 from the three-point line, 7 of 8 from the free throw line. They out-rebounded Shelbyville, but the stat of the night that makes the biggest difference, 21 Connersville turnovers. And, you know, I got to think 7-8 of those were just the unforced bad passes, no-look passes, didn't see where I was trying to throw it out of bounds kind of things, or in a case of just the steal by Josh Williams on Noah Bell at the top, kind of lost his footing, slipped a little bit, and got himself in a position where the ball could get stolen from him. An uncharacteristic number for Kerry Brown teams, but it goes back to what we said in the pregame. A very inexperienced Connersville team right now that'll just keep getting better as the season goes on.
Time now to name our Shelbyville Mayor Tom Devon Player of the Game, leading good government through fiscal responsibility. He was there to finish the game, and he finished the game. Josh Williams, 21 points, and the game winner.
Well, I was certainly thinking Garrett Davis there, just because, one, that step in on that pass where he got the foul and bailed the two free throws was such a big play. He's been such a big part of this team, filling all roles. But Josh Williams, when he hit the game winner like that in overtime, and look at his other numbers as well. You know, we love the fact that the shooting touch is coming back. We saw him hit a couple threes tonight, four rebounds, three assists, three steals, and a big block shot on the corner there of Graham's getting set up for a three-pointer there from Connersville. So an overall stat stuffer kind of performance that you expect from Josh Williams. You got a little more scoring than you normally get or normally expect on a night-in, night-out basis, but he filled everything you needed and played leader on that final possession there by coming down the court, finding himself a way to get open, and then banking a game winner at Garrett Gymnasium.
12 of his 21 come in the fourth quarter and overtime as well. Josh Williams, our Shelbyville Mayor Tom Devon Player of the Game. Well, there'll be no let-up because Shelbyville will go to take on a team that they would very, very much like to beat. Newcastle last year came in a much-anticipated game and really controlled it from start to finish and launched Shelbyville out of the talk of whether or not they'd be a conference title contender. We ended up in a five-way tie in the HHC, so there were a number of teams that were battling for second, but first was decided fairly early. Now, if you're Shelbyville, and if you think about yourselves again in that vein as a title contender, you almost have to win a game on the road against a Newcastle team that no longer features Mason Gillis in the middle.
What's your first big game of the year, if you want to look at it that way? Last night's your first look at a potential sectional opponent, so you've always got a little bit of rivalry. You have your Triton rivalry that you've had. You open with Rushville, but this is the first game, as you mentioned, even in the pregame, at 2-1, and last night's overtime loss didn't mean a whole lot in the big picture. This one means a whole lot in the big picture of your season. So, and not to mention the fact you've got to go play in Newcastle, a place you traditionally haven't played real well over there. It's a tough gym to shoot in. It's a little darker gym, even though it's, you know, bigger than Garrett Gymnasium and everything, but it's always tough to get points in there. You know the environment's going to be rocking. You know there's going to be, you know, 3,000-4,000 people easily in the gym there, so it's going to be loud. It's one of those games where both teams want to get off to a good start in conference play and get out there early. Everybody still has a chance to win a conference title until you start getting knocked off. Even if you're a team that struggled last year, you're still in contention until you get put out of contention. So they want to get that good start. You're 3-1. You're off to a good start to your season. I hope as much as anything that the win tonight helps them kind of realize all their roles and they can all help, and Zach doesn't have to try to do too much and everything. He can see that these guys can perform even without him. So that just makes this team so much stronger as a unit out there, even though they really only went six deep tonight. They just don't have that depth, but they've got enough talent to compete night in, night out. They've just got to be better about every possession, and they'll be able to pick up some more W's.
Been a fun night at Garrett Gym. Our final again on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard in overtime. Shelbyville 60, Connersville 59 on a runner provided by Josh Williams at the buzzer. Next week, Tuesday night, Waldron girls play at Jackson Dell to open our week's coverage. For Jeff Brown, I'm Johnny McCrory. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. So long, everybody.
Thank you to these sponsors of high school basketball. Major Health Partners, Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition, Sandman Brothers, BP Dock Shop, McKay Manor First Bank, Shelbyville, Heritage House, Mayor Tom Devon, Shelby Materials, Cagney's Pizza King, Maximum Results, Clark Orthodontics, Koenig Equipment.